This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Why would a writer today step away from the computer keyboard and reach for an old-fashioned typewriter? Richard Polt has more than one answer. The philosophy professor at Xavier University in Cincinnati has written a book called The Typewriter Revolution, A Typist's Companion for the 21st Century. Polt has collected, blogged, written about, and repaired typewriters for two decades. Richard, in the digital age, using a typewriter as an act of rebellion, that right there caught my imagination. Talk to me about how a typewriter is an act of rebellion.
Well, it didn't used to be, right? It used to be the mainstream and the most efficient way to do things, and most people never really thought twice about them. They were just tools. But now they've become something quite unusual, and people will often look at you funny if you do that, because why would you want to do something that isn't the most efficient way to do things? When I reflected on this, I found that, well, there's your answer. It's a rebellion against efficiency as the only ideal and the only way in which we evaluate our relationship to technology. So if your goal is simply to get something done and put some nice, neat letters on a page or create a digital document, no, I don't recommend using a typewriter. So it's not really the best means to an end anymore, but it's an end in itself, at least for some of us who just appreciate and enjoy it and savor the experience.
And this typewriter revolution that you write about, it's not just about nostalgia, is it? In fact, that may almost be the smaller part of it. So what is it about?
That's true. Yeah, so there are quite a few good books out there about typewriter history, and I deal with that a little bit, too, in my book. But essentially, it's about the present and the future, because the machines haven't changed that much physically, but their meaning has changed. And I think they're opening up a space in which we can have some distance from the digital paradigm. So I'm not saying, and most of my friends aren't saying, you know, never touch a computer. But when we get wrapped up in this mentality that, you know, digital is always better, faster and more efficient is always better, I think it's quite destructive.
And there's that value of being unplugged and the value of privacy, which in this day and age we've almost entirely lost.
That's true. I find that really alarming. I would say that the deeper question of privacy is not just who's going to get their hands on our data, and that is something we need to be concerned about, but do we still care about being more than about seeming? So when you're constantly aware that you're being watched, as you are now, everything you do digitally is being constantly archived and analyzed, mostly by machines, not by people. I think your attitude shifts somewhat, and you start being more concerned with your persona than with who you are. So I think it's important to take some time and just do something that doesn't have to be shared with anyone. And that's one function that a typewriter can play.
I wonder, too, about its value as an instrument of creative writing. I've read studies, not about typewriters, but I wonder if it works the same way, studies about writing longhand, another art we seem to be losing, that it somehow connects it to the brain in a different way, that it unleashes creativity in a different way. Is that at all true for typewriting?
I think it is a very individual thing, but I think there is something to that. You know, in my day job, I'm a philosophy professor, and I specialize in Martin Heidegger, who wrote that the essence of writing is handwriting. And so he thought if you compose on a typewriter, a writing machine, you're actually destroying the essence of writing. And I think that's overstated, but there is some truth to that, which is that the way you do things affects just exactly what it is that you're doing. And I personally love to handwrite and type, and also to use a computer for many things. For me, it was a typewriter or a few typewriters that made it possible to actually complete NaNoWriMo a few years ago, National Novel Writing Month.
Right.
So there is a group of people, we call ourselves the Typewriter Brigade, who try to do National Novel Writing Month by typewriter. And there's a nice little community of them, but there's also that privacy and focus that comes from sitting down at our machines.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Richard Polt, the author of The Typewriter Revolution. I asked him about his favorite ways of using a typewriter instead of a computer.
One of my favorite uses for typewriters is brainstorming. And this is, of course, something that requires the luxury of a little time where you're not on an immediate deadline. But if I just have a vaguely formulated idea, I sit down at the typewriter, and the reason I like it is, first of all, if I'm having a little trouble figuring it out, there's no chance of going off to email or eBay. And secondly, I second-guess myself. Yeah. And then I second-guess myself less because it's harder, of course, to change what you just wrote. So you just keep going, and then you see what comes out. And if you get into the flow, that's often a seedbed of ideas that I might not adopt word for word in the finished product, but they're very helpful. So with this book, there were some key more philosophical passages that I did try to work out by typewriter, and I'm glad I did.
But then there's also this ecological argument. We just briefly touched on that, but I'd love to have you go into that a little bit more. Because as I mentioned earlier, computer age was supposed to eliminate the use of paper, and it seems to have gone completely in the opposite direction. What are your thoughts on typewriters as an environmentalist machine to use?
Well, the case has been made, you know, pretty effectively, that the typewriters are a green machine. I think people are starting to get used to screens as a replacement for paper. Paper is starting to seem a little quaint, and yet still there are tons of it that go to waste. Computers end up wasting much more paper than a typewriter ever did. And, of course, digital devices constantly need more energy, as do the server farms that power our queries. And the devices themselves are very short-lived. I mean, you may think a typewriter is obsolete, but your smartphone is going to be much more obsolete in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this e-waste. There's some horrible descriptions of people in the developing world breaking open laptops to get at little scraps of gold or other precious metals. It's altogether a pretty unhealthy system. So finding some scrap paper and putting it into your manual typewriter takes no toll on the environment at all.
Taking all that paper that computers produce in one way or another and just using the other side.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice thing to do. It gives you a good feeling about yourself.
There you go. So you're going to be here for, as you said, Kalamazoo Typochondriacs on January 16th. What are we going to hear? What are we going to see?
Well, I'll be reading some from my book, and of course, I'll be available to sign it for those who are interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Typochondriacs have been at this for a while, so they're my hosts there, really, at Kazoo Books, too. They've been meeting, I believe, once a month for a few years, and we'll have a type-in. A type-in is simply typewriter lovers getting together unashamed to use these devices in public. Part of it will be a speed typing competition.
Mm.
So we'll have a common text, and we'll just see how quickly we can type it. And that's always
a lot of mistakes count.
We have to decide on the rules for that. But it's going to be raucous fun.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Richard Polt, author of The Typewriter Revolution, a typist's companion for the 21st century. Polt will take part in a meeting of the Kalamazoo Typochondriacs on Saturday, January 16, from noon to 3 p.m. at Kazoo Books on Parkview Avenue. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.